Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yo, son! 1 app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. 1 app is life.
What's up, 1appers? It's Billy June. Rosenberg's on his honeymoon, and we have a special throwback classic 1app with Stiles, P, and Jadakiss, plus some special guests. Hope you enjoy. New episode on Patreon on Thursday.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen,
Sorry.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And that healthy
starter
meal.
Snack. No, that starter meal. The late night starter snack.
My name is Cypher Sounds.
I'm Peter Rosenberg. And where are we right now? What's happening as we do this?
We are at the, people probably read the description. We should just still say it, though.
Yeah, might as well.
In case somebody MP3s it, just the
yeah, they're just listening.
File.
It just downloaded and they didn't read it.
Well, we are live at the Starter Clubhouse, which is the pop-up shop for the brand new relaunched Starter gear, jackets,
and they are
hoodies,
here for
sweaters.
And they're here for Super Bowl festivities.
The Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl festivities.
Superb Owl festivals.
I have to say, Syph, pretty excited about Starter being back.
Yeah, and I don't want anyone to... I'm trying to work out a deal with them so we could try to get, like, some sponsorships.
For one of them?
Yeah.
A permanent thing you want to see. Ooh, they cut the music off. I like that.
So we're live in the pop-up shop. I believe this is the Paramount Hotel.
Oh, okay. That's what that bar is next to us?
There's a party next door for Carl Banks.
Carl Banks.
Yeah, he's part of the...
Starter thing.
Yeah.
He had the relaunch. He, like, had the NFL licensing or something.
Yeah. So
he was
next
smart.
Door.
Yeah.
I just heard an impromptu performance by Dos Effects.
And when I asked Syph before we started, he said, "You just missed an improv performance by Dos Effects." And I said, "Seriously?" And he goes, "I'm dead serious."
Like the Dos Effects album.
And didn't even realize that's what he was saying. It was an amazing moment.
And apparently, this is a private event for Foot Locker.
Okay.
So we could probably get a Foot Locker connect, too, while we're here.
Okay.
You work for Foot Locker, sir?
No.
Okay.
I want the same connect.
Right. Well, you're not in the 1app Scene podcast. So nothing for you. Back off,
you get
buddy.
Nothing.
You get nothing.
And like it. Were you a starter guy back in the day? Because you're not captain sports.
Well, yeah. The reason why, I was... It doesn't matter about sports. It's about color.
Well, that's what I mean. It's about flavs.
But Flex, Funkmaster Flex had a Starter deal.
You don't
so
say.
So I was laced up with Starter. If you check out the Cuckoo Cow video in my project.
I remember. Let me try to remember which team you're wearing. Is it a football team?
No.
Basketball?
No.
Baseball team?
Yes.
Does it represent where he's from?
Represents where I'm from.
Oh, you're wearing Yankees.
Orange Yankees.
The Orange Yankees.
Yes,
I remember that joint.
Three sizes too big.
Well, now it would fit perfectly.
Fat jokes is what we're doing.
You were very skinny back then. You were very thin.
So are we talking differently because we're like in front of an audience?
Yes.
Because this is not our normal podcast talk.
And there's not even really a point in talking differently because barely anyone's paying attention.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. They don't, that guy's paying attention. That's James Ling. He's from Starter.
I appreciate him. He's got the GoPro.
We need him to pay attention. James, we need to find who these Foot Locker people are so we can get a connection, some kind of discount.
Wait, but isn't he the Starter connection?
But he invited the Foot Locker people.
Oh, so we're trying to get – you're trying to get a double?
Look at the double whammy.
Double whammy. Where's Neil at? Get him to handle some biz right now.
Neil's over there. The equipment is courtesy of the Stand Up Labs, which is a dope venue that's above Stand Up New York Comedy Club. Oh. Remember where I fell in the street and broke my ankle?
Yes. Isn't that in my hood?
Yes.
Upper West
where,
West?
That's where these guys providing the equipment. They do a podcast at the Stand Up Lab, so they're helping us out today.
Oh, that's really cool.
That
Thanks.
Guy there, that's Donnie, but it's D-A-N-I. It's like weird Jewish spelling of Donnie.
What are you, Sephardic? You look like a Sephardic Jew.
And it's like Donnie, Porter? Like it would be like Donnie Broskowitz. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I forgot these guys' name. What's your name again?
John.
John. Aaron. John.
They're holding the camera and doing the recording. All right, so we're going to have guests today on the show.
Yeah, well, one guest.
Well, what about the other guy? He's here.
Well, he might come up. He's not scheduled to come up.
We're going to have, can we say who it is? Considering it already probably says it on the thing.
Yeah.
It's Jadakiss. We're going to have Jadakiss on the podcast.
Ha! Aha! Yeah, that guy.
And they're kind of scorching right now after dropping that heat rock.
Oh, and you know Jadakiss is all involved with all this superb owl activity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I cannot wait to find out.
Every sports player loves the locks.
That's true. Jadakiss has always been one for a good sports reference, a fly jacket. Yours is terrible. Stop. Don't. You know, it's getting worse. It's actually getting. No, he's never done that. He never did tee hee.
He does that.
Never.
That was the original version.
Tee hee.
It was
Isn't there like a, I think that's the mascot for some sort of like Smucker's.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
The Pillsbury Doughboy, yeah.
What Smucker's?
The jelly?
Wow.
Anyways.
Wow.
So, are you doing any superb owl festivities, Cypher Sounds?
Hey, can you hold this camera? Jumjache. This. And
there's
a Nike event at the mall.
Right, on Saturday. Yeah, I'm doing Saturday. You're doing Sunday.
I got to do something at the Beats by Dre store, which is Superb Owl related, but not really like, not with the Superb Owl people.
Is Kendrick or Dr. Dre or any of those people going to be there?
Yeah.
You making that up?
Yeah.
Wow. They might be, though. You never know. Hey, look, Jadakiss is walking over. Looks like to join our podcast now.
Just come right in. This is.
Hey,
it's not Jimmy Fallon.
Halfway participating audience, give a round of applause for Jadakiss joining us on the Juan Epstein podcast.
That's a very nice Super Bowl jacket you got there. Oh, Superb Owl.
No doubt. Superb Owl.
Yeah.
Jada, how are you guys doing? How's everybody doing?
We're good, Jada.
No, don't worry about them. They're weird. They're being weird zombies out there. We're talking to the people listening.
Jadakiss.
SP, what you doing over there?
Jadakiss, what starters
SP's gonna join us
what starters did you have in the original starter era? What was your starter game?
I probably think I had a Chicago Bears.
Pullover? Bears.
Pullover, parka, or satin warm-up?
The Chicago Bears, the one with the hood.
Yeah, yeah, the parka.
I had one of these joints. I had a Georgetown.
Nice.
I think it was St. John's. No. I had to get just got shouted out. I wasn't that fortunate back then.
You know? Hey, Styles P the Ghost. Give it up for Styles P the Ghost, guys.
What up, Styles?
Two-thirds of the locks. How are you, Styles?
Yeah. Good, what's good, bro?
Good. You guys are kind of scorching in these streets right now.
Again.
I mean, you know, it's a beautiful
thing. It's like the
thing.
Fourth time in your life that you're scorching again.
We're supposed to be.
It's crazy.
Why did you do, besides that it's amazing, what was the inspiration for doing
you,
that?
We made that song for you, actually.
You had me in mind?
Yeah, we said we got to make something that, you know.
What, the boom bap?
Rosenberg joints, yeah.
That return of the boom bap.
And then throughout the whole song.
Yeah, that's him.
He shouts out, in Jada's verse, he shouts out Lord Finesse. Three members of DITC get shout outs in that verse.
Showbiz and A, Lord Finesse.
And Finesse. All get shout outs.
That's crazy.
I got a tweet from Cool V for that.
Did you?
I got a tweet from Uncle Red.
From Uncle Red.
A lot of legendary
nah,
tweets.
Yo,
over
all three of the verses have ill hip hop legends in the verses. It's amazing.
We love hip hop.
Oh, you do? You don't say. Because for a while, you guys have always loved hip-hop. There was a period in hip-hop where it wasn't trendy to talk and love about loving hip-hop.
Loving hip,
but now,
well,
it's
people
like,
forgot.
What? How good hip hop is?
People forgot about the boom
how
bap.
Good this gum is.
Oh, you got some delicious gum?
Sour Patch gum.
Gum's crazy.
Now listen, tomorrow are you guys going to be
gum? Right there?
Are you guys going to be at the tunnel tomorrow night?
I think so.
Yeah.
Both of y'all?
Yeah.
Are you prepared to go back to that time in hip hop? And do you think it can actually feel like that tomorrow night at BB King's as Funk Flex tries to bring back the tunnel feel?
If they shut off enough lights.
What does that mean?
Got to be dark. If it's too bright, you can't get the feel back. If it's
yeah,
like
I don't know
lights.
If they want it that dark. I mean, we are bringing back the tunnel feeling.
Black,
no, but you remember where
bright.
We're doing it? Where we're doing it is right in the middle of all this Super Bowl activity. So I don't know if they want it to be that bad. And it already sold out pre-sales. Original tunnel members are not buying pre-sale. So all the original tunnel goers are going to be outside wondering why they can't get inside and causing what we like to call melee.
Now, the old guys who are the people to be outside, let's be honest, they were probably the guys who were at the tunnel in the heyday, but were already, some will be young, but some were already in their 30s.
Oh, hell yeah.
So they're right now about 45, 50 years old.
It's going to be a fest outside.
I saw that crowd out at the Beacon Theater outside of the Rick Ross show.
Yes.
Outside of the Rick Ross Beacon Theater show, there was the combined age of attendance outside. It was like 6,000 years old. None of them went inside. And when I tell you the level of non-fucking with them-ness I had in my eyes, because they looked real. Yeah, it was their first night out of the – that was the first time they've been in Manhattan in 20 years.
Do we have a chair for Styles?
I feel sort of bad, fit. Styles. It is this.
I'm good. Keep my legs strong.
All right.
By the way, you guys are both looking very svelte, in good shape. Y'all both working out a lot these days?
What is that?
Yeah, we try.
Svelte. It's Jewish talk.
What is that? Spelvet?
Svelte.
No, it's Svelte. Svelte. I guess Svelte is probably Yiddish. But what are y'all doing in the gym these days? Jay, do you look on it? You on it?
Yeah, I try to stay right. Eat right. You know what I mean? Do some pull-ups, push-ups, do a little running.
Does this guy have you doing weird pull-ups in the street?
Nah, he just got me on doing pull-ups, period.
Just regular pull-ups.
Just regular. Juicing.
You know, we got a juice bar, and we got another one opening up, too, in Yonkers.
Word.
Wait, are you involved in his original juice bar?
Yeah, I mean, we all involved.
We're all family, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you get it through your head? The Locks are brothers.
No,
man.
I know. I know they are brothers.
Even
they really
the
are.
Song, in the new song, he said it's. I think he said it's Sean, David, and Jason or something like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sean, David, and Jason.
This is generally a generic question. This is generally generic. However, hey, look, there are people outside. Do you think they know who we were or they just saw microphones?
They just trying to get some shine.
Well, yeah, trying to live. I understand. this is generally a generic question, but right now I think it's interesting. Who is out there? Is there anyone out there right now that you guys are excited about and actually listening to and feeling right now?
Action Bronson.
Okay.
He nailed it.
Yeah, Action Bronson
Action
is
Bronson.
Our home.
Action.
That's like our distant family. Right?
Joey Badass, Troy Ave, Currency Spitter. Bunch of dudes spitting right now.
Things are pretty good. For all the complaining people have done the last few years, hip-hop's pretty good.
Pretty
I
nice.
Think the funny thing is I think everyone's caught up and still complaining.
I know. It's like they don't
it's
know
like,
how to
it's
stop.
A habit of complaining when if you take a breather and listen, there's some good shit out.
It's the good shit you got to search for because it ain't on the radio, so they're not really looking for it.
I think it
as
just jabbed
hip-hop
us.
Head, you got to search for the – you got to search
us.
For it.
Shots fired. Accurately fired.
Bah!
We're getting better, though. We are – the radio is getting a little better. We're playing a little bit more.
Y'all.
Like, in the morning, he sneaks
shots
in some
fired.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I got to sneak it in, though.
That wasn't a shot. That wasn't a shot, though.
No, because last time you guys were at the station, you pretty much bodied us. You tried to body us.
I missed it, but I heard you got bodied.
As we're promoting your EP that is now available on iTunes, Trinity. Go get it.
Trinity.
As we're promoting that, they're bodying us.
I heard about that. I heard you got bodied pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there.
No, I missed out. You know they wouldn't say anything to me. They'd have nothing but love and respect for what I do on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
But you and Ebro just got to take those shots. actually, I wish I could tell you guys. I saw Bronson a while ago, and he played me like... two or three from his album.
Crazy.
I mean, stupid. You guys need to holler at Party Supplies. Party, who did all of Blue Chips, who produced the whole Blue Chips. That guy is ridiculous. I strongly recommend. The stuff he played from the album was super duper strong. So when are you guys giving us a full length pause?
You never have to say pause.
I forgot, Styles. Oh, he gets so mad when I do pause. For like 2 years, you've did no pause. So, okay, so fine. In that case, Styles, when are you trying to give me that full length?
make.
Whoa. Whoa.
We will give you the full-length album.
An album.
When we give it to you. You know what I mean? But we got some shit coming real soon. You know
we
what I mean?
We just became free agents.
Really?
Yeah.
Like completely.
So it's a big, yeah.
You too.
Yes, sir.
The Locks. The Locks. Not Jadakiss.
Free agents.
The Locks, yeah.
Wait, what were you before? Interscope?
We was the same as everybody else. Contractual slaves.
Well, okay. You know, I used to always be I was in the haze and in the coke because I was currently a slave for Interscope.
No doubt. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At least you listen, Pete.
I mean, you were dropping the science. Are you still with Def Jam, though?
Yeah, yeah.
How long is that going to last?
I mean,
how many more contracts you owe them?
Will you
be at the Def Jam 30 party tomorrow?
I think I might do that.
You might show up?
Definitely.
Why not?
You're trying
Who is
to go.
This guy?
Yeah, you're not in the Locks. You're not. He's on Def Jam. He's
y'all
invited.
Y'all two. Are just, we can't hear you on here. So
what? He said he wants to be invited. Can you get him in? He just wants to be a part of.
I'll get you a pass. I'll get you a pass. No way.
You know what? That's the realest answer I ever heard.
Just trying to be a part of something.
Get that man a starter jacket, yo.
Just trying to be a part.
Trying
of
to be a part of something.
Why not? Sounds like they're having a fun party. I just want to go.
Where's definitely Scoob. What up, baby?
Scoob from Dos Effects, come up.
Come up and say hello, Scoob.
Word up, word Whoa. Up, word up. Riggity bow.
We just heard your impromptu performance in the other room.
What up, Scoob?
What up? How are you?
How you been, man?
You got. He needs Yo. A mic. Gotta give
oh,
him
yeah.
A mic.
Sorry. Say it again.
Everything's good, man. Everything good. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm great, bud.
I think it was Central Park.
Yeah, in person, I saw you at Central Park. Yeah, and then I saw you sometime at Best Buy or something before that. I wish our listeners, not
no,
the store.
Best Buy Theater, you
Best
assholes.
Buy Theater. Although, I don't Best know Buy. What would be funny if we happened to be shopping for TVs the same day. ain't nothing funny. We were jogging in Central Park. That's right. Pushing strollers. No, it was at the anniversary of hip-hop this summer, which was pretty crazy. It was awesome. I wish I could describe for our podcast listeners your hat right now. This is a different.
No, you can't.
It's a wicker visor. Yeah.
In the middle of 13-degree weather.
It's unbelievable.
Killing them.
Go, real quick. Jadakiss Styles P, what's your favorite Dos Effects record? Oh, why as you walk away, what's your favorite Dos Effects record?
East Coast Rocks. The whole
first album for me.
Yeah.
The whole Dead Serious.
I'm gonna show y'all the East Coast.
The first
one's
Dead
one
Serious?
Of my,
yeah,
like a, one of my side favorites. But the whole first, yeah, you know.
Wait, what's your side favorite?
East Coast Rocks.
We're gonna show y'all the East Coast Rocks.
I think the Slept On Dos Effects album was Hold It Down, the one with Real Hip Hop.
Yeah.
That was, album was good all the way through. Yo, Scoob, good to see you, buddy. Give it up for Scoob from Dos Effects, ladies and gentlemen.
Love, baby.
The legendary. I'm out of things to say, Syfe.
What do you mean? How could you be out of things
to
say?
I talked to Styles and Jada a million times.
All the time.
What are we going to talk
what are you,
about?
What kind of Super Bowl?
Daytona. Daytona's good. He's around.
No doubt.
That's a horrible answer.
What? He's around? Okay, you want me to? Here's Daytona.
I get that politically.
If you follow,
I know what that means.
If you follow his Instagram, he's probably at One Oak right now. Or, you know, he just gave me a hot freestyle over Grand Poobah. I like it. Which I've been rocking. He's
okay.
Dope.
Okay.
What were you about to ask?
What Super Bowl activities you're involved with this week? I know because everybody loves Jadakiss and wants.
I got a couple parties, Syfe. You know, moving around, enjoy the festivities. Happy that you know New York and New Jersey is gonna be rocking. You know, it's a good thing. It's good for the. That's why we dropped the Boom Bap also.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let some of the athletes hear what's going on.
Right. So
why do athletes love you guys so much?
Because we love them. You know, it's for some iconic reason, every rapper want to be an athlete, and every athlete want to rap after they sign their contract.
Have you talked to, since we last interviewed you, have you talked to Allen Iverson?
Actually going to his retirement thing down in Philly coming up. So, yeah, I always stay, me and Chuck is friends for life. He like one in the family. So
Chuck?
Yeah.
Why is his nickname Chuck?
That's his nickname, if you know him. Bubba Chuck is his nickname, if you know anything about his career coming up in Newport News, Virginia.
That's from the good old days.
No doubt.
Well, if you know anything about hip-hop, you remember a great artist by the name of Papa Chuck. Any of you guys?
I do not remember that.
Oh, man.
Papa I feel Chuck. Like I don't know about hip-hop.
No. Believe me, no one knows who he is. He's from the era in which me and my friend Judson would buy literally every CD that got a review in the Source.
Boss,
wow.
If you got a review in the Source, you were getting... I remember I bought Fesu. You guys remember Fesu?
What are you talking about
Fesu?
Right now?
Fesu, Blind, Cripple, and Crazy.
Sounds like all dirt.
He's losing me. It was bad. I bought some bad stuff back
in the
day.
You just bought whatever was in the Source.
We weren't in New York. We didn't know. So it was just the Source comes out. This is when the Source was still good, at least. And we would just go through and be like, ooh, this ad looks awesome. Oh, those shots.
Bah!
Hold on, hold on. When the Source was still good. The Source has been bad for a long time.
Who is the Source now?
No, shout out to Londell McMillan.
Hey,
they
listen,
restarted.
My good friend over there at the Source.
The Source just wants to be a part of something. Man.
The Source just wants to be.
He just wants to be a part of something. Yo, you know what I want to ask y'all? Damn, sad news. Did you hear like the DMX performance at Radio City?
Yeah, that's on a serious note. You want to go serious?
Oh, yo.
What did you just point out the window for?
I seen somebody I know.
No,
oh, he's avoiding the question.
He's avoiding the question.
Oh. No, but you sad, man. I'm upset.
Did it bum you guys out?
I didn't see it. I personally didn't see it.
I'm going to tell you know what, Syfe? Jadakiss, as you...
There's only Taurus out there, Kiss.
Syfe, you know what you should tell Jadakiss? He's not in touch with his feelings. He doesn't want to deal with an emotion he has.
Yeah, have you ever went to therapy? Have you ever gone to therapy?
Nah, not at all. I go to therapy all the time.
So, hold on.
No, not no. Smoking weed and going to the studio is not therapy. That's what rappers think. Yo, that's my therapy.
It hold is. On. So when you nodded your head yes, Styles, did you mean you've been to an actual therapist or you meant you smoked weed in the studio with your friends?
Both.
You've been to an actual therapist? I don't think any rappers answered yes to that question when we've asked.
No, they have.
Who?
Somebody did. I forget who.
Mine's within my younger years, though. I was like a
SP had the most fights
child.
In high school.
This is court mandated.
Yeah.
Huh, that doesn't count, man.
He had the most fights in high school.
You weren't so he was the scrapper of the bunch?
No, we all had fights, but he was just like a Viking warrior.
What was wrong with you?
Always going
down.
You meet him
by the locker room, he got a hammer, a real hammer, all kind of tools in his locker.
When you're short, people fuck with you, man.
A real hammer.
A hammer.
Not the hammer.
No, crowbar.
A little.
He's liable to have anything in his locker.
Syfe, do you have any, what was the craziest locks night at the tunnel?
Locks
one of the
night.
Locks, I remember when we did a show there with KRS, when the Benjamins first came out.
With KRS?
He never got to perform.
I didn't even know that.
After the Benjamins. We probably did the Benjamins. They ran it back like four or five
on
times.
On the stage or from the DJ
Puff
booth?
Lost his Rollie, 80,000. And
shit.
Then when we left, the whole entire, the workers, the staff, the whole tunnel was
just walked out. Everybody walked
out.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
No, the best tunnel.
The Lox album release party.
No, when you came out.
First
to
album
the,
was crazy.
They had a freestyle on a Clue tape over the.
Get at me, dog.
No, over the.
Oh, Showbiz and AJ again. No doubt.
They walked out to that, and the tunnel went fucking
nuts.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's not even an album cut. Matter of fact, I think the only thing that was out was a
there was a
Lox album
sampler. Yeah.
It was, I think the Mad Rapper was the host or something like that.
Yeah.
The Mad Rapper was the host, so we had like a cassette of like four songs before the album came out. And they came on stage to that Clue freestyle, and it shut the place down.
Yeah.
And on the Lox sampler was my favorite Lox song,
If
Can
You
I
Think
Live.
I'm Jiggy.
By the
no,
way,
Can
that
I Live.
I love Can I Live.
But then it wasn't on the album, because they couldn't clear for the album, so it ended up being on Black Rob's album.
They didn't want
really
to
a
clear
Lox
it.
Song. Who?
Somebody, whoever they are.
No, the sample is a Hare Krishna album.
Yeah,
and
but
they were
back
like,
then,
this
did
is
he, back
disgusting.
Then it was nothing that he couldn't clear.
Because
yeah.
he got it cleared.
Except Prince, the Kiss, Prince
right.
took him.
No,
that
the other,
the
you couldn't clear the, what about
clear.
The, did you ever try to clear? They also
Steely
had a,
Dan?
Yes, the same beat
I don't
as
think
Lord
he wanted
Peter
to clear
it would be
it
Black
after
Cow
that.
By Steely Dan.
Yeah.
And if you want
Look,
me to sing.
It'd be Black Cow.
If you want me to sing my, Syfe, would you want me to sing my version of it?
Yes, please.
Bow, now, bow. Bow,
now, that's how
it's
That's playing the bass
Bow, now, bow.
Do you know the word?
In the corner. You know that song. And, so why could you guys not clear it, but Lord Tariq and Peter Guns did?
No, I think
that's what I'm trying to tell you was, I don't know.
They didn't. They got sued for it.
Oh, Oh, they did? They didn't clear it either?
They put it out. They just put it out and they let them.
They got sued for it.
Now, they got 0% of that, right?
Yeah, zero.
No, they got sued twice, I think. Because the
Double.
That's
suit.
Like a famous salsa record.
But what era were we living in? They were on Sony. Like, how did Sony not take care of that?
No, because they had put it out. They were independent first.
And then Sony just picked it up.
They didn't want to clear it. Anything that didn't get cleared, it's because they didn't want to clear it.
Who's they?
The labels.
Whoever they are.
Whoever they are.
You got to Google they. And then that'll be the answer, right?
If you Google they. That is a great point.
Yeah, but when they came out of the tunnel, man, it was a different time. I mean,
that was crazy.
The streets loved these dudes. And they like, I remember also one of my favorite Lox moments of all time is in the parking lot of Summer Jam where they had the Free the Lox
t-shirts. Let the Lox go.
Let the Lox go t-shirts. And signed, and it had like a picket line, a street team outside.
That was strong.
That trying was to get off Interscope?
No, a Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to get off Bad Boy.
Get on Rough Riders.
Eve let us get about 7 minutes on that stage. It was crazy. We did a little piece of Dope Money. We did something else, and we had the whole summer.
Was this the year Eve was just bodying?
Yeah. It was a beautiful.
That year?
The second album, probably, Let Me Blow Your Mind and all that shit?
Nah, probably.
Because the first album.
Probably first.
Nah, it was off Rough Ride. It was something. Yeah, like,
this was all the Rough Ride.
They had gave her the single off one of the compilations. You know, that's how they was.
I'll tell you one of my favorite Lox appearances, often not mentioned. Maybe I have on one Epstein before, but the Eve record, the B-side that y'all did with Eve. You remember that? SP the Ghost.
J to the Moi. Yeah. That was a good
that
song.
Shit, he doesn't matter.
Styles P looking at you like
Styles P goes,
you're from another planet.
In his head he's like, I've recorded 7,000 songs since then. I don't know what that is.
70 million songs since
has Jadakiss aged a year since you met him?
No.
He looks 6 years old. Don't get me wrong, you look great too, Styles P.
I know.
But he looks 11.
No,
you look 11.
Too. Oh, no, oh, I just realized another incident where Styles and Kiss is hanging out. No Sheik.
Yeah, Sife, you've been promoting this beef for a long time.
Sheik's in Colorado like getting some money with Ghostface right now.
You don't like Sheik.
Salute.
Sheik's not on Bam from TV.
Oh, great.
He was in Puerto Rico on vacation. Everywhere you get me, I got the answer for it.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Here's the epic question. Speaking of Jadakiss, speaking of Sheik Looch and Ghostface. Have you guys been watching Couples Therapy?
Definitely caught a couple of
them. Yes. How tight is Ghostface?
Let's go to the Dini desk.
Ghostface, if you guys haven't been watching, it's on tonight at I think 9 or 10 o'clock on VH1. And I was worried when Ghostface went on Couples Therapy that he's going to be playing himself. But I should have known better that he was incapable of being anyone but himself. Amazing.
Yeah, I scraped the free with him. Yeah, I stabbed him.
That's literally what he says.
That's Ghost, baby. It's priceless.
He said, Ghost on the show was like, yo, am I the bad guy around here?
I seen him say that last week. Y'all got me feeling like I'm the bad guy around here.
No, the best thing is, it's almost as if he did this as a favor to this girl.
I don't think he even knows what, like, other reality shows are that are similar.
No, he literally ruins the plot. Like, they'll be like, they'll ask him questions, and he'll be like, your word is bond. I barely know you. It's so good. And he doesn't care.
You're talking about you love me.
I only know you 4 months.
4 months. 4 months.
Yeah. She tells this heartfelt story about a bad relationship and how for a while after this abusive relationship, she started stripping. And they cut to Ghostface like he's going to be sensitive, and he's like, you were stripping? Nah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's Ghost, man. I love
Ghost. Ghost is my favorite. Guys, what's your all-time favorite tour? Favorite tour you've ever been on?
No Way Out tour, hands down.
Really? Over the Rough Riders, whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
Cash Money.
Got a little. I mean, that tour was great, too, but it was less perks, you know? The No Way Out tour was like everything laid out.
Who was everyone who was on No Way Out? What was the whole lineup?
The whole Bad Boy. The whole Bad Boy, Foxy, Jay-Z, and Dame, Busta, Busta and Spliff, and Young Usher was opening up.
Young Usher Raymond.
Yeah, Young Usher Raymond. 12. With the Raymond still. I mean, I said the whole Bad Boy.
Whole thing. Total? They were already out?
They
missed pre-total.
It. They missed it. They caught one before that, but they missed that No Way Out tour. I don't know what happened.
And did you guys do individual sets or everyone like walk out through each other's stuff?
Nah, we all had time slots and then it ended up
but it was
with
a bad
the Benjamins
boy.
At the end.
It was a Bad Boy section of the show, like the end of the show, and you would each
Yeah,
have
we was the
slots,
headliners
right?
after the end, yeah.
Know Hi.
Seahawks fans just at the window. Hey, speaking of the Super Bowl, Jadakiss, you're a sports guy. A prediction for Sunday?
I'm a big better, too. A big gambler.
Well, that's interesting, Jadakiss. I feel very strongly. I'd like to make a bet this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have a person to bet through.
I mean,
I did quite well this season.
No doubt.
I want to bet one more time on Sunday, and I love
a
line.
You gamble on sports?
Who you like?
I absolutely.
He likes the Redskins.
Well, yeah, I know he's a Redskins.
It's unfortunate. And I continuously lost money
RG.
On them the whole season.
Is but RG going to get what
get it right?
Do?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not worried about my guy. My guy's going to be great.
RG3?
Yeah, RG.
The guy that he texts and the guy he texts him back.
You're saying Texas crazy
text.
Right now. You're saying
text.
Like the state of Texas.
Text.
You heard that, right? You texted
text.
Him.
Listen, he's trying to avoid the story. He texts him and he texts him back but has no idea who he's talking to. No idea.
I think he has a slight
idea. He has no idea who
no,
you are.
No, a slight. I sent him a YouTube link so he could try to figure it out one day. A slight idea who I am.
Why is he
texting back? He's that nice. That's why I love him so much.
I think he's young.
Yo, I would write him after every game. I'd be like, great
yo,
game.
You're killing it.
He'd be like, yo, thanks, man. I'd be like, dang. It was amazing. As a Redskins fan.
It's just a phone number. No name.
No, it says don't answer. My name is don't answer in his phone. Okay, I personally, is the line still 2.5 for Denver or something?
I think it's 2.5, yeah, somewhere.
I absolutely love Denver. I want to throw a good amount of change on Denver. The most I've ever bet, I put on Denver.
I'm going Seahawks.
You are? Is it just because that guy said it?
Yeah. Right. Just because the man with the Argyle sweater.
Why, though?
Yelled out Seahawks.
Give me why. Give me a good reason why you like the Seahawks.
Why you like the Seahawks? Sherman.
Richard.
Sherman can't stop the whole game.
You can't.
Nah, Sherman.
You don't get points for yelling.
He's going to lock the whole side down.
He's going to lock the whole side
down. A linebacker's going to have to stick Welker. Did you know that? A linebacker's going to have to stick Welker.
You don't want that.
What is he going to do? I love Sherman to death, but I.
But
he's
going to get popped if he goes in the middle.
No. He's been popped before.
Yeah, but he's going to get popped.
You say he's going to get popped.
He right.
He goes down the middle.
I just think Peyton is too smart, man.
Hey, hold on. We actually have a football player. Jeff Cumberland from the New York Jets is in the building. Where's
no
he at?
Doubt, oh. No doubt. No doubt.
You
got
to come through and say what's up real quick. You have a little prediction on the One
Jeff.
At podcast? So hold on, Jada, real quick. It sounds like you agree with me.
I do, but I don't know. Nah, I mean, I got to go with the Seahawks, too.
No, you're just trying to.
Jeff, what up?
What's what up, good? Jeff? Pleasure, man. All right, Jeff, real quick, since you know better than us, I say I still feel very strongly. I feel like when Denver played New England, everyone started forgetting about how great Denver was all year and started picking New England. And I feel like, again, off the hype of the Seahawks, everyone's forgetting just about how good Denver is. I like Denver to win by 10 points on Sunday. But what are your thoughts for Sunday?
I think Denver, they got too many weapons on offense. You got Demaryius Thomas. Mm-hmm. You got Eric Decker, then you got Welker, then you got Thomas the tight end, and then you got Peyton back there. I mean,
and you got No-Show.
The Seattle don't blitz them and get to them. You're going to pick them apart all day.
See, what if they get to them, though?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Listen, the only thing I look at it, because when they played against the 49ers, right, Kaepernick was running a little bit. Peyton ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
So they got an extra man to either send in or send back there.
Here's
but
the thing.
What he said is right. He's a professional football player. I'm just
professional.
Here's the thing.
I'm
he's a professional.
Remote.
Here's the thing. Peyton Manning given 2 weeks to study a team
That's
is the
saying.
Worst thing that could ever happen. Like he's gonna. I just can't see him losing. He knows this. Also, he doesn't know his neck. How long his neck lasts is questionable. He knows this could be it. He's got to go get that ring to get close to Brady. He needs that ring.
No doubt. Let's put some money.
You want to do it? Me and Jada?
Let's do it.
You want to call up tomorrow on the radio and do it?
Let's do it.
All right. Tomorrow on the radio, me and Jada are going to bet on the Super Bowl. I love Denver. I just, Saif, I know you feel strongly about this. You know, what do you?
Yeah, I think the Seahawks are going to take it this year.
Why, though? Give us more reasons why.
I mean, this year their offense was amazing.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
be more specific, though.
Like, the special teams are out of control.
You think so?
Yeah, out of control. Like,
P's going for the Seahawks because Pete Carroll wants to legalize marijuana.
And then look at that whole thing. He got the country. Pete Carroll, we know him from USC. Hangs out with Snoop.
Saif paying attention this week.
No doubt.
The guy has the morale of all the weed heads around the country. That lifts you up. That makes you feel good.
Now,
he's
going to
be throwing the right
He has the morale?
Yeah. But you're saying this. But hold on. But Denver is from a state with recreational marijuana
right.
use.
Washington also.
So in the battle of weed, I still go with Denver.
But look, they have it already.
They don't have to be for it. They don't have
that
to
That was
fight
a good
for
one,
it.
Pete. That was a good one.
Pete Carroll has to fight for the legalization, man.
So I'm going with him for that.
For the fight.
I like the colors, too, the Seahawks got.
That was the girliest thing you've ever said, Styles P.
No, I'm with you.
I would smack you. I would smack you.
Don't listen to him, man. Look, he had the open hand ready. Yo, I've been saying Rosenberg needs a smack. Since he moved to New York, God.
You're the only person that can smack him, though.
No.
Right? Yeah.
We went too long now.
Y'all like long. Y'all can
Did you see how natural his reaction to the open-handed slap was?
Saw that?
Oh, no, but I do agree. I do. Everything. For one joke, I would have lost it.
It was too far.
You can't say girly. It's not the
you
move.
You think what? It's going to be close, though? You think it's going to be a close game, or what'd you say?
Jeff Carmen, what do you think? Close game?
It's going to be close. About 21-17.
21-17.
It's
going to be a fight.
I don't know much about football. Don't Peyton always throw interceptions during big games?
People say Peyton Manning hasn't won a lot of big playoff games. I disagree when people say he chokes in those games. I think he's lost several of them.
I mean, you could call a loss is a loss. However you want to politically put it, is loss.
Now, you realize with this bet, though, essentially the point total is so low that it's basically, it's not pick 'em, but it's very close.
That's why I love it.
And that's why you love
that's
it.
That's why the gamblers Wait, love
the,
it, too.
The game is at where you play, right? Like, can you go? Are you going?
Yeah, too cold.
Not going, it's too cold.
Yeah,
it's too cold.
I agree, man.
Are you can just walk in.
Yeah, but you know.
Jada, are you going to the game?
Nah, I feel like I can enjoy it better at home.
It does seem like a schlep.
Girl, come on.
What is it? What is a
Oh, with the Yiddish?
What's a trip, what
right?
is a lox?
That's right. That's right. Saif, you know what a schlep is, right?
What is a lox?
That away.
Lox Super Bowl party like?
Real cloudy.
Cloudy.
You know, weed. Nice and cloudy, nice beverages.
See, He's
We're gonna
Mr.
have a
Cumberland
vegan
here.
Section.
He's very
food.
Professional. He can't partake in this conversation. He's like, oh man, the league.
No,
is
no, 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 no. Roger Goodell, he got nothing to do with this. But, you know, we gonna have some nice hors d'oeuvres, a vegan section, some nice chicken.
Where
and
does
salad
this take
and,
place? In the
whoever's
crib.
His house. Yeah.
Will you guys watch together? Will be all the locks there?
Nah. I mean, Luch might come through. He said Pete probably be in his crib.
At home.
Yeah.
Just the fam.
I don't even know.
We usually get together on boxing
I'll
matches.
Be in this
boxing studio. Matches.
I'll probably
together.
Go to the studio for this one.
You're just going to be in the studio working?
No, watching it.
Nah, watching it. Everybody's going to come to the studio.
Oh, just hang in the studio and have it on, blah, blah, blah. But you can still drop some bars if you need to.
Yeah.
Who's in charge? Who's in charge of snacks of a, and a lot
of trying to
Super
get?
Party?
Are you trying to get that
no,
job?
No, I'm just wondering who goes and buys the snacks.
See, he's vegan right now, so it's hard for him to get.
Oh,
he
so you bring a lot
everybody.
Of tofu.
He got to acquire.
I hate tofu.
What do you eat? Just vegetables? Just broccoli?
It. That's about it. Beans.
Beans and broccoli.
Cashews.
Sweet potatoes.
Almonds.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
I morally 100% agree with being vegan, and I just don't have it in me to do it right now. We are not supposed to eat animals. I truly believe we are not supposed to eat animals, and yet they are so goddamn delicious.
They're good.
You know what? They are amazing. I'm going literally from here, literally straight to Philippe Chow, and I will eat many chicken satays tonight.
You going there right now?
Yes.
What's this big meeting you got?
You can go there. You don't have to eat chicken though.
Just eat the sauce. Philippe, yeah. You don't have
sauce.
To eat chicken satay.
If the sauce is what it is.
Just gonna drink it.
Drink
eat
the sauce.
Eat the vegetable fried rice and the broccoli.
You go to Philippe.
Drink the sauce.
Does he go? Did you ask Jeff Cumberland if he goes to Philippe? He's an NFL athlete.
And he lives in New York.
And he lives in New York. He goes to Philippe.
Sorry, I don't know why I'd ask him that.
Philippe's probably going to be a zoo tonight, I'm guessing. Super Bowl week.
It's been a zoo every day probably this whole week.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. What's your favorite restaurant in New York, guys? I guess his answer is going to be weird now because he, Styles P, can't even.
Black Bamboo. Red Bamboo.
Vegetarian Heaven?
Nah. I don't know.
Indian, little Indian food?
Arby's.
Nah. I like Arby's.
Arby's.
I'm going to say John George's.
What is that?
What is that? Yeah.
A high-class restaurant.
French cuisine, Columbus Circle, and Trump.
Mm.
That's how he eats.
Yeah, outclassed us yet again.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your spot?
He won't answer that? That was too private a question? You don't know? You're just looking outside the parking garage?
Chick-fil-A is his favorite restaurant.
Chick-fil-A?
I like Chick-fil-A.
You know Chick-fil-A probably doesn't like black people. I'm guessing, but they probably don't.
They ain't the only people that don't like black
people.
You know
what? Good point. You can't not eat everything that that people don't like black people. You don't have anything to eat. The colonel doesn't look like he likes black people.
No. The colonel might have owned some black
people. They just let us skip. We just had a show in the Bay, and they let us skip, and this lady got kind of mad and asked us, what do we have? She asked the TSA, what do we have that she and her husband don't have? And SP answered that with class.
Uppity and bougie on the bougie, folks.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, good rap question.
Rap as in wrap it up?
No.
Or just rap?
Rap music.
Rappity rap.
What did you guys think of the Grammy situation, the Kendrick snub,
ooh,
and then Macklemore's response?
Macklemore deserved everything.
Really?
What he got. I mean, the Grammys is always the Grammys. It's not geared towards hip-hop. When they say the hip-hop album of the year, only two of the nominees, or maybe one, is really hip-hop.
True.
So it just gave you, just when you thought that the Grammys was loosening up, it just showed you that this ain't what we're doing here.
It's still this.
And Macklemore, though, to be independent, to do what he's done, he deserved everything. You know
you
what
have
I mean?
A Kendrick, Grammy? You have a Grammy?
Early. Benjamin's.
Benjamin's Grammy.
Nominated after that?
Dust. Why? For why I got nominated.
Oh, no, that's right. I remember that. Yes.
This is awkward.
Moon Man. I got Moon Man and Grammys with dust on them. You know what I mean?
With dust on. Why is it awkward? Sipe, why is it awkward?
No, this is awkward because you got a Grammy for Benjamin's, but it's not on the song.
Why y'all always pulling
that? Because he's not on the goddamn Benjamin.
He wrote it.
Oh, you did?
I got some writing on there, bro.
On the Benjamin?
Did you get a physical Grammy? They give you one?
Okay,
I got
good.
A Grammy, Moon Man, all that shit.
All right, just making sure.
So
I hate that you're not on the Benjamins. Yo, Sheik told me at my improv show that Missy was like the arranger of the Benjamins. She was in there dancing, and she was like, oh, here, rap here, do this part.
True story?
I don't remember that.
That was improv by Sheik Lutz.
She wasn't there?
Because I definitely don't remember that.
You don't remember Missy dancing in the studio?
Oh, no, I remember when we first met her, she was doing some crazy dances, and we never knew she was going to turn out to be that big, iconic star that she was just from seeing her, like, freak out when we first met her. It's like Diddy said, this is Missy Elliott, and she just started going crazy. But you know what I mean? Yeah, she started doing that.
Oh, plug you in.
Nice.
What did you think about the Kendrick Macklemore?
Same thing he think. I mean, I don't think the Grammys, like, when it comes to hip-hop, I don't think you can sit at Grammys in a Grammy looking.
Grammys don't care. You heard KR. You know, you heard Chuck D.
Who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammy?
Okay.
Now, that said, do you guys think that Macklemore can rap?
I think the lane that he's in is great. You know what I mean? That's what it is when Wu-Tang raised you. He ain't trying to be us. He ain't trying to be Drake.
He's from Seattle.
He ain't trying to be. He's just doing him, and it's working. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think he's a white guy from Seattle that raps, and he does what he does. It, you know, he's rapping.
I think he got to come out.
He pays respect. He got to come out halftime.
He got to come out halftime, repping his team, and just mush Bruno Mars real quick. That's what he should do. He should come out, mush Bruno Mars, be like, "This for you, Kendrick."
That you, might finish him.
Bruno's got to get
that
it.
Might be the last.
Why did PM Dawn have to get it? Because he just got to get it sometimes.
Some people got
to
get it.
He needed it.
If you don't rap, you might get thrown. Do you think, Sife, that some people feel like Macklemore was overly kind of apologetic? Like,
nah, I love it.
You think it was? I know it was sincere. I know.
I like when people show their true feelings, and he really meant what he said for album. He deserved all the other Grammys, but he filled the album of the year.
That's real. That's real spit right there. That's real spit.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I like it. Everybody's too. Nobody.
I get a helmet.
Jadakiss wants a helmet before he leaves. Just take a helmet, man. Who's your team, Jada?
I don't really have a team.
I don't understand. How are you so into sports but don't have a team?
Because I got so many friends on a bunch of different teams.
So you just end up loving watching the game and rooting for players?
I really just love getting the inside tip on who's going to win. If I could just talk to you long enough and see your energy, and maybe that'll help.
How do you do betting? How are you as a football bettor?
This season, I ain't do too good. Last season, I crushed them.
This season, you were down?
Yeah, I lost more than I won. Now, actually, the last playoff game, I probably won like 12,000 on the playoff.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Huh? He didn't even hesitate when he said that.
I never even.
So you know our bet's not going to be that big, right?
No. Whatever you want to do.
I'm thinking like the biggest bet of my life, which would be if I did like 250.
Mind you,
Which
he's trying to win.
Mind you, it's probably been two, maybe three times where we've had bets and your man don't pay up. He don't pay up.
Hold on.
Just saying.
What he just said was absolutely true. However, that is Jadakiss. And I respect that man. No disrespect, respect you. You know that.
Listen,
no disrespect.
Listen, Marlon Wayans. He was dissing Marlon Wayans' movie.
This
right?
is true
Haunted
also.
House. He was dissing the movie. Marlon Wayans said, how you dissing it before you even see it?
It looked horrible.
I'm going to give you $100. Go see the movie. If you like it, give me back the $100. He liked the movie.
Never gave it back.
Keeping $100, yo.
In fact.
I'm feeling that. That's D-Block.
D-Block?
That's D-Block right there, Pete.
In fact, Marlon and Sean were supposed to come in today. Eventually, only Sean came in. And when I woke up this morning, I said, shit, Marlon's going to be there today. And I have
100.
A stack of cash from a gig. And I looked at it, and I was like, nah. I walked out. I had enough money for breakfast. Oh, I'm good. I saw the movie and plugged it. That's worth
more. Like, what size is this so I know what to get?
No, you don't want this size. This is double X.
It is?
Yeah, you got to go a little
Oh,
smaller.
This is a nice, sexy cut, though.
Yeah, it's cut good. And I've been sucking in for an hour now. My gut is hurt, man. I gotta get.
See, I would. Can they make this? Guys, I'm requesting. I would like one of these with a hood on it.
They got them over there.
With a hood?
Everything. Yeah.
My wife doesn't allow me to wear non-hooded
James,
sweatshirt.
How long is this pop-up shop here? Until the end of?
I'll explain.
To the end of February. All right. So
starters here to the end of February.
Yeah.
I need one with a hood. My wife, for some reason, when I wear non-hooded sweatshirts, my wife says that I look like a lesbian. So I stopped wearing. And that's no disrespect to lesbians, but I'm a man.
Grow some balls.
Tell her to shut the fuck up.
And on that note.
We're going to end it there?
Yeah. I think a lesbian joke.
You didn't even say the C word once today.
C word?
You didn't even say the C word once.
What's the C word?
You know what? Let's not go. It was a joke, so if you don't remember it, you shouldn't say it.
I don't remember it.
It's a really bad one.
Oh, the C word.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say that. There's people here, man.
No, you're right. Decent, respectable people. Thank you guys all so much for coming out.
Right, so look,
thank you. Trinity's on iTunes.
Okay, starters here until the end of the month at the Paramount Hotel, 46 between 8th
and
Broadway in New York City.
Yes.
Come get some starter gear. Styles got on the exclusive Foot Locker Super Bowl jacket. So this one they got here, but this is exclusive Foot Locker one.
Okay.
The Locks have a new EP, 4-song joint, which is fire, called Trinity. Go get that on iTunes. New album coming soon. Also, download the Boom Bap song that they just
fire.
Randomly threw out there.
Fire.
Yeah.
Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg, Juan Epstein podcast.
On iTunes, subscribe.
It's doing very well. Sounds different than our normal podcast.
I like this vibe. In fact, we should come back here again before the end of the month,
We could do that.
I feel like we should.
And we got
All right, come on back.
You're from Foot Locker? Okay, we need that Foot Locker discount, as in free.
Yo, you're very direct in 2014.
I just want to be a part of something.
I just want to be a part of
something.
Full circle. That's the same guy who said that before.
And that's it, right? We got shout out to James Ling, my boy from Iconics, the starter. Shout out to everybody from Stand Up Labs. I brought the equipment tonight.
Alicia, shout out to Alicia.
What's this?
Oh, shout out to Jeff Cumberland, of course.
Definitely.
Andre Reed,
what's up, baby?
The great Andre Reed wants to say hello. Hold on.
Oh, come through.
No doubt.
Andre Reed.
The great Andre Reed. Whoa.
He just told the locks he has him on their on his Pandora.
Andre Reed, the legendary. I'm great. Peter Rosenberg, the Cypher Sounds.
How are you,
Cypher?
Nice
now,
to meet you,
Cypher, I would like you to guess. Just try to. I'm going to give you a minute to try to figure out. Without asking directly what he did, what this man did. No, he knows nothing. So let's just
see. Nothing about sports.
What he did in the NFL. Any idea? A team, a position, is anything?
Come on, Sife. Come on, Sife.
Andre Reed. Give me some kind of clue.
I'm saying give him a clue.
Come on,
Sife. Does that have anything to do with Atlanta?
No.
Okay.
That's Andre Rice.
Andre.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course he knows. We all know. He's a football fan.
It.
He loves it. Okay.
He's one. Here's
it. He's very energetic.
No. He's from a city. He played in a city that I told you. I've told you before.
Okay.
I used to play there a lot. And there's lots of hot chicks, but they all had children at 19 years old. I've told you this before. It's near another city you love very much.
Near Toronto?
Warm.
Oh. Buffalo.
There you go.
Yeah. Somebody's yelling out Buffalo.
I know.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
One of the great wide receivers
ever. Go to the Anchor Bar in Buffalo. Yes. Thank you. See? We talking food talk now.
You got hot wings. Hot wings there?
They said they invented Buffalo, the
got
Buffalo
hot wings.
Wings
in Buffalo.
Wings is
hot
crazy wings. In Buffalo.
You guys know what wings
you might
are?
Hit one in there.
My God. You love wings? Okay, I got you.
Oh, the team O.J. Simpson played on. No? Okay.
We don't want to talk about that.
You ever hear what happened with O.J. after his career?
I'm just naming shit I know about Buffalo Bills.
Hey, I'm a big fan of hip-hop. When I came in the league, it was Run DMC and Kumo D and all those guys. But these guys right here are some ballers right here.
Love, man. We appreciate
love
that.
Love them.
This has been an amazing.
Yo, thank you, Andre.
It's coming. It's coming, baby. It's coming. You can't rush greatness. You can't rush greatness.
Yo, he yelled out, "What's up? We are the streets too." Jadakiss says, "Come." He said, "No doubt."
Yo, thank you to Andre Reed, Jeff Cumberland, the Locks, everyone
starter.
Here. Starter, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we got pictures with everybody. Yo, thank you so much, man.
Thank you guys,
Juan
man.
Juan Epstein Podcast.
Out.
Woo. Oh, sidebar.
Shout out to Mike Ratner, too.
Sidebar, Jadakiss. Wasn't the first Jadakiss laugh like this?
He didn't.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.